Bill.
Hey.
I want to talk movies. Can we talk movies? There's a movie that you saw that I want to see, and I can't wait to see it.
The Quiet Place. Very entertaining movie.
Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
Yes. Patrick McDonald joins us right now, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com, and he's the guy who runs Hollywood Tours here in Chicago. Chicago Film Tours.
we'll get it right. We'll fix it in the editing.
Here's what's cool about A Quiet Place.
Yes.
Is that much like the old movies, you know there's a creature out there, and you know he's doing very, very bad things, but in the first half of the movie, the first two-thirds of the movie, you only see a little bit and piece of him every once in a while.
Yeah.
Instead of just showing him blatantly at the beginning and not building any suspense, they were wise enough to build suspense. That's missing in a lot of movies.
Yes, attention in that movie is its biggest selling point. And Emily Blunt, she was just excellent in that
film. She was good, wasn't she?
She was really good.
John Krasinski, who most people would know from The Office, he played Jim on The Office. He stars in it. He co-wrote it with two other writers, and he directed it. And nothing but impressive. I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a big improvement over his first film, The Hollers. Did you see The Hollers?
I did not see that.
It was a family picture about a
That's
matriarch.
More like me than The Quiet family.
Right, right.
Well, a Quiet Place is a family picture, too.
Yeah, but I can't keep quiet. That's what Bill's saying. I'd be dead in 10 seconds.
So everything's extreme with him. It's either hollering or nobody's talking at all. Wouldn't it be ironic if this movie won the Academy Award for Best Sound Design?
It's possible.
The guy never had to show up. He's just like, yeah, just don't record any sound at all.
Can I ask, when did John Krasinski become such a movie mogul?
Well, he came out of The Office wanting to do that. So he got financing for his first film, which is called The Hollers.
Yeah.
It's with Richard Jenkins, and he plays a matriarch is dying in the family. And it's one of those types of films. And it was okay, and he came, and actually I interviewed him when he came through on that one. And I think most filmmakers, they want to make enough so they can make their next movie. Well, now he can really go to town.
Yeah, this did really good. Its opening weekend made over 50. Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
You have a theory as to why we're seeing more and more horror movies.
Yes.
And it's an easy answer, go ahead.
Well, they make money.
Yeah.
They're made on the cheap. Blumhouse is the big production company now. They did the Paranormal Activity series, the Insidious series, the Purge series. They produced Get Out last year, which was kind of a departure for them because that was more of a comic serious movie.
I still will not accept that that's comical. I'm not kidding. Get Out was not. There were bizarre moments,
it, right?
Yeah.
There's parts that are really scary. There's parts that were really funny. There's parts that were very, filled with drama. There's a little bit of everything. So it's hard to categorize.
Social conscious thriller.
Yeah.
That's a new subgenre.
Yeah.
The social conscious thriller.
You're just making stuff up now.
But their newest movie is Truth or Dare. And the premise is so, you could describe this in a sentence.
Yes, it's just, the old truth or dare game. And if you lie or you don't take the dare, you're dead.
Yeah.
From an unseen force. There's always an unseen force, Bill.
What were the movies a couple years ago? they did four or five of them where death was supposed to claim somebody and it didn't. So it was going to seek revenge on a group of teenagers.
Yes, it was.
It's always teenagers. It's never a bunch of old people. Why?
I don't know.
What is death? Teenagers are annoying.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I have two of them.
But here we go.
But through all these movies, including Truth or Dare, what you're going to get for 95 minutes is a series of will that guy die or will that girl die? They're all going to come, and you're going to see them all just perish in different ways.
There's a good formula on those.
Right.
It just doesn't go away, I think.
I guess not.
I just saw in the Latino Film Festival with Danny Trejo, there was a film called Murder in the Woods. They went to a cabin. One by one, they're killed.
That's never happened before.
It's never happened
it is
before.
Odd.
In the history
so original.
Of film.
So original. I saw a preview. Wendy, you got to see this preview. I don't know how the movie's going to play out, but remember Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
From Jackass.
Jackass.
Right? All right.
I'm a big fan of his, actually.
You're shaking your head. You know what's coming.
I know what's coming.
Right.
I do.
The premise of this whole movie is Johnny Knoxville decides, and it's told in flashback. He starts out as an old man, and he's remembering back to his heyday when he and his friends bought a water park.
Right.
And it was, the worst water park in the world.
Action Point. Yes.
So the whole movie, much like the Truth or Dare movies, is they show mishaps on water park rides.
I think I saw the preview.
That's it.
Apparently, this is one of those. Now, I may be dating myself here, but The Enchanted Forest,
yes,
in Northwest Indiana,
yes,
was that type of park, yeah, back in the day.
That maybe the safety standards weren't quite
right,
as good as they
right,
could maybe possibly.
Instead
could,
of a one-armed man, they had, he had two limbs missing.
Yes.
All right. When you see somebody doing some kind of an accident where they hit their chin, or there are videos of people jumping in a pool, anything water related, I get this weird feeling in my stomach when they hit something or fall. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. The whole, this is the whole movie.
I can't see it. Why would I watch that?
I don't know why anyone would.
I love cheesy amusement parks because that's all we had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They were all cheesy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in.
The safety standards were not what they are today back then. I think that's why they told it in flashback, I think.
They have to.
But I'm watching the preview. Did you ever sit through a preview where you go, oh, nobody's going to see this movie. Nobody. And then everybody around you is all excited. Oh, when does that open? I can't wait to see
Knoxville.
This.
Knoxville's huge, man.
Yeah.
He's a huge cult figure.
You know, every once in a while, though, he'll show up in something,
yeah,
and he's not a bad actor.
I really like him.
He's likable.
He made a fortune on those Jack A movies.
I know.
You can't say that.
Patrick McDonald is here. He'll tell you what movies to see and avoid coming out this weekend. Stick around.
And by the way, Final Destination.
Final Destination. That's the name of those movies. All right. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Laffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. And again, the tours.
Yes.
Has this started yet, Patrick?
Yes, we've had what is called the soft opening. You call. If we have availability, get on the bus.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Get on the bus, Gus.
Yes.
All right. A couple of films opening this week. Let's start out with a very likely story, a story that I'm surprised doesn't happen more often, Rampage.
Yes. Yes. Actually, this is sort of a takeoff in the 1950s sci-fi. You know,
is it?
Had the radiation and the rabbits would grow big.
Yeah.
And,
Night of the Lepus.
Yes, yep. There you go. So this is exactly what it is. Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays a primate expert at the San Diego Zoo, which, of course, that's the first guy I'd think of.
Yeah,
this looks good. I hate to admit.
It is good. It has that vibe, that, you know, that sci-fi vibe.
And it kind of teases itself a little bit, right? It knows that this probably won't happen.
There were several great opportunities to add jokes as I was noting as it went on. But it's you know, the ape is his friend. He gets
a blonde ape.
It is an albino.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Even better.
Yeah.
That's what she said. But anyway.
It looks pretty cool.
I hate to tell you.
I mean,
it is cool. And they destroy Chicago. I mean,
yeah.
I think they destroy this building.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Do they?
Oh, no. Stop.
That's
please.
Rude. All right, so he befriends one of the animals. He's friends with
the albino ape who gets radiated, along with a crocodile and a coyote.
Oh.
Crocodile looks mean.
It's a space garbage. It comes in, you know.
The crocodile looks mean, Wendy, yeah.
Yeah, the crocodile is really
he's troublesome.
it's
imagine
a Godzilla.
That in the Chicago River.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Wendella.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of... Why did they choose a crocodile for Chicago? We don't have any crocodiles
here.
Well,
he made his way up here.
Oh, all right.
The locks were open.
I mean, there's some absurdities in here that's unbelievable.
But entertaining.
But if you love to see Chicago destroyed like Transformers, you're going to love this movie. 3.5 out of 5.
Three and a half out of five?
Yes.
All right.
Other than The Rock, are there other people in there we recognize?
You know, Malin Ackerman from...
Oh, yeah.
She's
good.
Jake Lacy, who I like. Naomi Harris, you know, the Bond girl.
Yeah.
She's
and one of the writers from Lost co-wrote this, right?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. All right. So 3.5 stars out of 5 for Primate. The other one is
Beirut.
That's John Hamm, right?
John Hamm, yeah. He plays a Rick Blaine type character from Casablanca.
Oh.
This is, you know, Beirut, Casablanca. Same sort of premise in the sense that he is an anti-hero. He doesn't want to be a hero. He's forced back in. He's a diplomat in Beirut in 72. His wife gets killed in a terrorist attack. 10 years later, the CIA recruits him to go back into Beirut because they have a hostage situation.
Uh-huh.
So Hamm is perfect for the world-weary, alcoholic, you know, sad guy who lost his wife type.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Let me ask you this about him. He was so good as Don Draper on Mad Men. So sometimes that's a natural progression. You're a TV star, and now you're a movie star. Some guys have a harder time at it, and women too. John Hamm hasn't had a very easy time of it for some reason, but he seems a natural.
That's weird.
I can't figure it out. Why would that be?
You know, he needs to do movies like this, more character roles, comedy roles. I think he's done okay as a supporting guy. You know, he was in Bridesmaids, remember?
Yeah.
He was great in Baby Driver. Come on.
I haven't seen Baby Driver.
I haven't either. And my kids really keep yelling at me saying how great it is.
Top 10 last year.
What was a stupid name. I can't get past
Baby
the
Driver.
Name.
It sounds like Mini Driver.
Kevin Spacey.
Baby Broadcaster?
Yeah, we're Baby Broadcasters. What was the Ben Affleck movie where he was a cop? There was some bank heist.
Right.
Remember a couple of years ago?
Oh, man.
Was it Final Destination, Patrick?
Yes, it was.
I can't remember the name of it, but that was he was really good in that. And I went, okay, now they found a direction for him to be in movies. And then there was a while where he wasn't in movies anymore.
I think he's making a good turn of it right now. And he's great in Beirut. That's my movie of the weekend, 4 out of 5.
This is a drama, right?
It is a drama.
All right. You almost can't tell by the preview. It leans toward drama, but I wasn't sure.
It's another one that builds up tension. It's a big thriller, but it's a geopolitical tension, sir.
So it's not a war. The name might imply you get a lot of war footage, but you're not getting that.
No. But he's in the war zone. It was the Lebanese Civil War.
Yeah.
At the time, the Christian versus the Muslim.
Yeah.
Remember, there were green zones.
Yeah.
And everything in the town, and they had to go to Morocco, I guess, to find a city that had kind of the bombed out, because Beirut, I guess, is back.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty much rebuilt. So. But they had to do that. You know, people are complaining about that, you know, the authenticity. And also they were complaining.
I've heard people, somebody just wrote an article what they got wrong about the movie Beirut.
Yeah. But, you know, Casablanca was filmed in California. So what are you going to do? It's a movie. It's a story.
You have to suspend belief.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I know the summer movies are still a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
What's one or two that you just can't wait?
Well, I think...
it's going to be Avengers, right?
No, The Incredibles 2. That's what you got me on a few weeks ago. Yes, it's The Incredibles 2. I love the first one.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
It was really fun.
I think, you know, they've waited a long time to do it, so obviously they're waiting. Pixar always waits to get the script.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm going to have to say that one's really looking good to me.
The movie you're looking for was called The Town?
The Town. That was it, with John Hamm. It was really good. Ben Affleck, underrated as a director, in my opinion.
Yes, I do.
I think he's 3 for 3.
I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, he does really good.
I mean, you know, he's still underground right now because of the whole Me Too controversy.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're having a laugh at his expense.
I am.
Come on, Patrick.
Patrick's having a laugh about everything
he's
today.
He's too handsome.
That's
the problem.
Ben Affleck.
He's just
he
too
is
handsome.
Not.
I'm jealous. You're not. You don't like.
He's not handsome.
Well, I guess our taste in men are different.
Channing Tatum. Is that his name?
Channing Tatum.
He's not good looking either.
You always say Channing Tatum.
I know I do.
You do. It's the weirdest thing.
That's what they call him in Mad Magazine.
Do they? Is that his Mad Magazine name? The actress Susan Anspach died. Did you know that? I saw that yesterday.
Wow.
It's
what
getting
was her big
no
role?
Press at all.
See? That's why
was she in 5 Easy Pieces?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, and she had a distinctive look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very pretty. She was with Jack Nicholson for years, has a son by him, but you know who else she was married to?
Who?
This is a trivia question that no one in the world would get, not even the person whose name is the right answer. This is so obscure. She was married for years and years and years to a guy named Mark Goddard, who we all know from Lost in Space.
Oh, okay.
He was the handsome,
Oh, yeah.
But she probably started out in TV with him back in the 60s.
You know, she did episodic TV,
you know,
right.
All those players back then, you know.
She was only 75.
She was 75. Oh, I don't remember the last time I saw her in anything, but she had a streak like in the 70s and 80s where she was in a couple of movies a year. There's this movie called Montenegro that's this really bizarre movie that I saw in film school that she was so good in. But that was really sad. And like I said, she's not getting any press out on this at all.
Yeah, and, you know, she was in the wave of the 1970s. You
like
know,
the Karen Black era.
Right.
I'm trying to think of who else was really prominent there.
Yeah,
Karen Black.
But she's one of those actresses where, and Karen Black, I guess, fit this to some extent, too. it proves what Hollywood always says. It proves it true that once you reach a certain age as a woman, Jill Clayburgh is another one.
Yes,
it's so hard for them to find jobs, and it's sad right. because they're all such comp. It's just yeah. so such incredible actresses, so competent, and they just couldn't find work.
Right, and you get to if you're in that B league, you yeah. know, that's where you really get. I was thinking about that because Malin Ackerman came in
yeah.
for Michigan Avenue magazine, and I interviewed her on the red carpet. Not that she's
Wasn't she in The Watchmen?
Yes.
Yes.
I adore her.
Yeah. Yes. She's so good.
And
she's
Harold a great, and Kumar.
Great
she was
comic
that.
Actress.
Yeah.
You know, she did The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
She was in the remake of The Heartbreak Kid and stole the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, stuff like that. And you know, she's progressing, and she's on Billions now on Showtime. So I think there's more options.
I hope so.
For women Good. Actresses and actors.
Let's hope so. That's
there.
Patrick McDonald, everybody. He laughs
like
at other people's expense. That's where you know him from. Film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. Go to HollywoodChicago.com. All your information's there. Thank you, Patrick. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.